Hello, this is Martin Fitzgerald. Welcome to another episode of The Shoot Treatment. And this week's guest is BBC journalist and friend of the show, Emma Sanders. Emma, how are you doing?
Yeah, I'm very excited for this. I'm a little bit nervous, actually. I did text Neil Atkinson and I said, if I don't guess who the player is at the start, it's going to be quite embarrassing. So I'm a little bit nervous.
I mean, I would say that would make you more nervous admitting that. Because now I'm nervous and everyone listening to this is nervous. So should we just go into who the player is and see if we can just rip it off like a plaster. If you don't guess it, you don't guess it, right?
Yeah.
So this week's player, Emma, he started, I would say actually every other guest has guessed it.
Thanks for that, Martin. Great.
Just get that out there. So this week's player started his career at Scunthorpe. Then he moved to Liverpool, where he played 230 games, scored 68 goals, and mostly wore a poodle perm upon his head. He then moved to Hamburger SV, to give them their full name, where he won the European Footballer of the Year in 1978 and 1979. He then moved to Southampton and then finally to Newcastle, excuse me, which was a club he would eventually manage. He also won 63 caps for England, scoring 21 goals. And of course, England was another team that he would manage. You're smiling, Emma, so I think you might have it. But I will just say he also famously competed in a TV show called Superstars, which you're far too young for, but it was basically kind of sports people that would almost do like a decathlon. It seems like such a weird thing. You would have these really, they actually weren't that expensive then, but top flight players doing the 400 meter hurdles and stuff like that and riding bikes. And he also used, I'm just trying to prolong this to drag out the tension, and he used to advertise Brute Aftershave with the boxer Henry Cooper. Emma, would you like to have a guess at who that player is?